guys, welcome to the Straight Gaming Podcast, and I am Brittany here, as always, with my main man, Kerry.
What up?
I'm tired.
Man, you. Shit. Coke been treating me like a straight slave. Fresh off the boat.
Kunta Kinte?
Pretty much. Shit, no, you better say your name, Toby. Toby! What's your name, boy? Kunta Kinte. It's Toby!
Oh, we are going to hell for making fun of that movie.
That's a classic. You ain't going to hell for that. That's a classic. I'm actually trying to get it on Blu-ray. I can't even front. I'm waiting for them to put it out on Blu-ray. I'm going to watch that whole thing.
You know, again. I can't even lie. I've been kind of wanting to watch that movie for like a week now. But I don't have the patience to sit down and watch a 12-hour movie.
Man, that's why it's not a movie. It's called a documentary.
It's a movie.
It's a mini-series. I'm serious. If you really look at the package, it says mini-series.
No, I know. It's a mini-series. Because I think it was, I know it was in the movie theater, because I remember my mother telling me how when she was in St. Louis still, and when everybody got out of the movie theater, all the brown people were pissed after they watched Roots. And but I do remember it being on TV as well.
Yeah, and that shit was on TV for like 12 days.
Yeah.
Part 12. Part the final. The 12th and final.
While we're talking about miniseries and movies, I know this isn't right. A gaming topic, and we're straight gaming now, but I really want to talk about Michael Bay and what he is doing to Michelangelo and Leonardo and Donatello.
And Michael Bay, you can go to hell!
God.
With a gasoline wetsuit on!
God, Michael Bay can, and I'm sorry if there are any parents letting their children listen to this, like, mute this right now or skip over this, like, 3-second part, but Michael Bay can be fucked 6 ways to Sunday for changing Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Freaking aliens? I mean, aliens of all things.
They
aliens.
Are not aliens. They're mutants.
This is the thing. Before we get into this whole rant about it, the one good thing that has come out of it thus far is that they have dropped, and it has been confirmed, they have dropped the Teenage Mutant off of it, and it's just going to be Ninja Turtles. So, in a sense, it's okay because when they did that one live action series back in the day, when they introduced the Venus, the female turtle, they weren't teenage. Well, at that time, they were pretty much way older than what they were supposed to be. So, no, technically, they weren't teenage mutant anymore. Well, teenagers anymore. So they dropped them Teenage Mutant and just called them Ninja Turtles. But in the same sense, you're using the essence of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles to make this movie and changing their whole background, which is freaking stupid.
I just like, you know, until you said that, I completely forgot about Venus. Totally
right.
Forgot
no,
about her.
Because look, because they were trying to introduce, like, everyone who does Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, in my opinion, in some way, shape, form, or variation, wants to try to introduce a fifth turtle, which even myself, well, I want to do a fan-based comic where I introduce a fifth turtle, but the way I do it, and I've told it to maybe like 3 people, were like, yo, that's freaking dope, the way you're going to introduce a fifth turtle. But the Venus concept was cool because they tried to play it off as a sister, but, you know, it was whatever to me.
I mean, that one wasn't my favorite movie.
Well, you gotta remember, that one wasn't even a movie. That was a TV series. My favorite Turtles of all time was 2.
Oh, yeah.
Just because of the fact, people have to realize, if you are a Turtles fan, Turtles 1, they used their weapons way more than they did in 2. And the reason why they used it way less in 2 was because parents were talking about the fact of the weaponry being used was promoting violence with weapons per se. And, you know, at that time we were all kids, like hype off Ninja Turtles. So we would mimic, mock, and do anything and everything the turtles were doing at that time. So,
well, if Michael Bay has his way, the turtles are going to use a damn freaking gigantic axe and hammer as weapons.
They're going to use a freaking proton beam and blow stuff up on freaking movie.
I mean, I guess if he, I mean, it's not okay. I'm not saying that this is okay, but if he wants to drop the Teenage Mutant part, whatever. They are still Ninja Turtles. When the hell does a ninja use a big hammer or an axe? And since when do they look like Transformers? Shit doesn't blow up in Ninja Turtles movies.
This is also true. I mean,
like, let's get real. Michael Bay, you're a failure.
Fail!
You are such a...
Fail!
God, like, such fail. Like, this movie is a bad idea, like, just from start to finish.
Well, all I want to also say is, true Ninja Turtles fans, please understand that Kevin Eastman and... God damn, I forget the other guy's name. Lard don't have rights to the Ninja Turtles anymore. They've sold those rights, of course, to Nickelodeon. And, you know, this is, Nickelodeon is allowing Michael Bay to do what he wants with the Turtles. And Peter Lard is backing him up, is kind of backing Michael Bay up because supposedly it's him. You know, he's working closely, per se, allegedly, with, Eastman and Lard to, you know, kind of revamp this story in a different way. Which, okay, whatever. I still say it's going to be a crappy-ass movie. I mean, I really, just because I know the essence and where you're going and where you're getting your ideas from, it's not going to be the same. True fans of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, the Ninja Turtles, because you changed the name to Ninja Turtles, fans were shortening the title of the series to Ninja Turtles just because sometimes Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles was too long to say until they came out the CG movie and now it was just TMNT. So,
which I have to say, I did like that one.
I loved that one. I thought if they were going to do another movie, they should have did a sequel to that one.
Yes.
Which I still believe they should do a sequel to that one because if any and everyone that watched that movie remembers, at the end of the movie, Kari said to Leonardo and the rest of the turtles that things from their past were going to soon return. And if anyone's a Turtles fan, know what she was talking about. The Shredder's going to make a return. So hopefully,
Shredder.
So hopefully, it's rumored that they are in the works of the CG movie, and it's supposed to be slated for sometime 2013, from what I've been reading. So I'm keeping my fingers crossed on that. And this is just something that maybe hold, you know, throw certain fans over with this whole Ninja Turtle Michael Bay crap. But the only other thing I'm hyped off of is whenever Nickelodeon announces they're going to premiere the actual computer-generated cartoon series.
All I have to say is Nickelodeon can go to hell for allowing Michael Bay to destroy my childhood.
Hell with that. They can go to hell for letting the freaking M. Night Shyamalan fuck up Last Airbender.
Oh, dude, let's not even talk about that.
No, let's, because if we're going to go there with Nickelodeon and Michael Bay, we got to go there with them letting my son a lot mess up Avatar Last Airbender.
I that movie was so, like, I am not a really big Avatar fan at all. I have watched the cartoon and stuff and I like it, but I wasn't like a diehard fan. But when I saw the movie, it was the biggest piece of shit I had seen in a long time.
Look here. Only thing I give that movie, and the only thing I give that movie, is great, great special effects. That's it. The story, they chopped up too much. They jumped from from God knows where to another part that if you watch the cartoon series, and please, anyone that's seen that movie and has not seen the cartoon series yet, please, watch cartoon series. You're going to love the cartoon series way more than that horrible movie. So please do not think that the cartoon series has anything to do with the movie. They tried to mimic the cartoon series as best as possible and fail. Fail! So
double fail. That is like epic fail.
So, I mean, you know, that's going to... So if this movie blows in any way, and I think I may have to go see it just so I can report on it. If this movie blows in any way, shape, or form and does not live up to some type of standards, you know, maybe they'll get, this movie will give me something to look past to the fact that they are now aliens, you know. And, like, from what – now, the one thing I say from what I'm hearing, the way their background is going to develop is cool, but you're still – I feel as though they're going to leave out too many things from the original that – you're just like, okay, well, who's the villainy phase? How does Splinter play into this? And those are some of the things I'm worried about, because the background I heard about the turtles' background is, of course, they're aliens from a whole nother planet. Their race looks like turtles. The four of them travel from their planet to Earth, or they're traveling through space, crash land on Earth. But of course, the way they learn Earth's languages and their attitudes is because their essence is teenagers. The teenage terminology that they use is, of course, our television sound waves are so far behind in space that they pick up on, like, maybe I think it's supposed to be like the 50s, 60s era or something like that. That's why they all do cowabunga and everything.
Oh,
and
God.
They come to the Earth, and one of the foods they come across, of course, is pizza, and they love it. So that's when they begin to love pizza. So I said in that aspect, okay, I'll give you that. That's cool. That's kind of original. But you're still messing up the background and essence of the turtles.
Yeah.
But anyone that grew up on them, that they were mutated.
By the green slime.
By the green ooze.
I always want to call it slime.
No.
Slime is better.
This is not Nickelodeon. It's ooze.
It's, okay. It's slime.
Ooze.
No, they were slime.
That's why the second movie was called Turtles 2. ooze. Some of the ooze. I can't remember.
It
right
was
now.
Something with
and
ooze.
I had them all. That's what's bad. I don't know. It's just one of those things that I just can't. I'll just give it time, let them go ahead and develop it. I'm still bashing Michael Bay because you're only good for Transformers. You're only good for movies.
You're barely good for Transformers. The
true.
First one was okay, and the next two were horrible.
It's trash. You know, he's not a director. It's
no.
Like he should be just.
He's a special effects guy.
Exactly. You're a special effects guy that wants to be a director. Your special effects are amazing, but, like, you know, that's about it. Just stay in special effects. Get paid for that. Because your directing is horrible, Michael Bay. I'm sorry. It's just horrible. You know, I gave you the – don't get me wrong. I have all three Transformers, and I only have all three because, of course, you got – to me, if I have one, I got to have the rest. And they were all okay to me, but it was just like – you just overdid it with your explosions. You always overdo it with your explosions. That's what you know.
Explosion!
Michael Explosion Bay! That is your name. Michael Explosion Bay! So, you know, we'll just see. Let it develop. Maybe, you know, maybe something will catch our eye when they produce a trailer, maybe. I don't know. I'm not going to keep my hopes up, but...
No, my hopes are like... My expectations are in the dirt for this movie right now.
You know, maybe hopefully we'll get some staffers and I don't have to, you know, have my eyes bleed in this movie and send somebody out like, hey, you gotta cover that.
Oh, it'll be me.
We're gonna find somebody else to go cover that. I'm sorry.
We will pay you to go see this movie.
We will buy you a game or something. Shit. Hey, we're getting you what? You gotta go see that Ninja Turtles crap.
Yeah.
And blog it. Because I just can't see myself going to the movies and wasting damn near $12 to see something horrible.
You know, I will see it when it comes out on bootleg.
Yeah, that's the only way I'll probably see it.
I can get $3 bootlegs from my man down the street.
We're not promoting bootlegs, but hey.
And I was totally joking with that, by the way.
We're not promoting bootlegs, but hey. We're just keeping it real. We're just keeping it real, people. Oh, keeping it real. I would prefer buying the bootleg for about $3 to $5 than spending $12 to go see something I might be pissed about.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Promoting bootlegs.
I would download it my damn self. I wouldn't even pay $3. I'm gonna download it my damn self. Not promoting piracy either, but hey. Just keeping it real over here on Straight Gaming, okay?
Oh, man.
So, Federales, Internet says, don't come after us. We're not promoting it. We're just stating some our feelings, okay? Please, stating our feelings on a Michael Bay movie. And some of y'all are probably agreeing with us right now. So, I think I am done with this topic, because I'm not going to see the movie. I don't like the fact that they're aliens instead of mutants, and I'm not going in front of the design because I know who drew the design, so the design was cool if they were like, if this was part of maybe their story as Ninja Turtles, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, and they went to maybe an alternate universe or something. The design was cool. I'm in front on that, but if that's what they're going to look like throughout the movie, nah, I'm cool.
I can't believe you said that that was cool.
Because I know who drew it.
It don't matter.
The creator himself, Kevin Eastman. It was a cool design, but if that's what they're going to look like in the movie, it's a no-no.
If you draw something and show it to me and it looks like a POS, I'm going to tell you it's a POS. I'm not going to say it's cool just because I know you.
Whatever. I like the design, but it's not going to do for the movie. I'm sorry. Not at all. So, that's our feelings, and we're sticking to them.
Let's talk about Valve now.
Valve!
Let's talk some gaming.
Gaming! Let's talk about Valve. Great creators of great games. You know, Half-Life, Team Fortress 1 and 2. I mean, let's talk about them.
I heard some exciting news today that Valve is looking to hire hardware engineers.
Are you telling me they're thinking about their own system?
You know, that is the only thing that I can think of. I'm not saying for sure that they are making a home console, but I can't think of any other reason why they would need a hardware engineer, because Valve does software. They don't need hardware for PC games. All they need is their little Steam store. You know what I mean? They don't need hardware for that, aside from your computer, unless they're making, like, their own computer brand.
Yeah, and maybe that's more of what it is. They're making their own computer because, you know, kind of like Alienware is its own computer brand. Valve could be making their own computer brands that will not just support their games, but just be kick-ass gaming PCs, so...
But I'm actually hopeful that it is a home console, because if Valve makes a console, they are going to shit on everybody.
This will be very true. Very, very true.
I mean, let's just be honest about that. They will shit on everyone.
And this will probably, if they were to do that, I would probably convert my ass to a PC gamer. Or, you know, because, I mean, of course, it'd probably be a PC compatible system. So somehow, some way, it's going to be able to, you know, you can actually play PC type games on this system. So, I mean, we'll have to wait and see, because...
Oh, yeah. I mean, whatever it is they're planning on doing will probably be a ways out.
At least 5 years from now before we see any specs or anything.
I'm hoping it's not that long, but it's a possibility. But it is very exciting, and it leaves lots of room for speculation.
Yeah. I mean, you also got to figure, you know, that's going to be some heavy competition, you know, with Sony, Microsoft, and Nintendo to compete with. I mean, these guys, I mean, especially Nintendo and Sony, have been around for a nice minute. I done seen systems come and go, and these guys are still around. I mean, yeah. You done seen Panasonic come out with the 3DO, the Neo Geo home console come and go, handheld systems come and go. But, you know, Nintendo, especially Nintendo, they've been goddamn survivor. They like roaches.
Yeah.
Nintendo can live through the a console nuke and will still
be there.
But, you know, is this something we're going to be looking forward to? I mean, if they announce, you know, I wouldn't be shocked if they try and announce something in, like, at least next two years at E3 convention.
Yeah, I mean, I'm very excited. I think if it is a home console, Sony and Microsoft especially will have something to worry about, because I'm kind of with you. Nintendo, I have a feeling Nintendo is just always going to kind of be around. They will always be okay. Yeah. Like, they're kind of, you know, just
there.
A lot of people now, even casual people, when you think of video games, you think of, like, Mario first, probably.
Exactly. Casual gamers, when they're first starting it out. You know, I feel as though that's why Nintendo has stuck around so long, because when someone starts out in gaming, they don't, unless the parents go out and buy a Xbox or a Sony system, your first system is always usually a Nintendo.
Mm-hmm.
It just starts you out. Simple, not to say all the games are simple, but a majority of the games are platform-type games, which isn't, they're not, the games aren't too hard with puzzles, they're not too hard with learning the buttons, and you can usually get through them pretty fast. So that's why Nintendo is a survivor. They know how to, you know, appeal to the market.
I just wish Nintendo now would appeal more to me.
That's not going to happen. Sorry, Brett. Nintendo's going to appeal to the Japanese and kids.
I mean, because I love Nintendo. That was my first system. Everybody else in the world.
Well, no, because I'm just a little bit older. So my first system was actually a ColecoVision. But.
Oh.
But.
Harry.
But. The first games on it that I had were Nintendo brand games, because I had Donkey Kong and Donkey Kong Jr.
Guess what I found in my garage when I was having my garage sale?
Don't tell me you found a ColecoVision.
I did, with all of the games.
Please tell me you kept it.
Yes.
Okay, because if you said you would have sold it, I was on the next thing smoking to where you live to slap you in the back of your head. And then fly right back.
I totally found one, and Brandon was about ready to sell it, and I said, don't you dare touch it. Give it to me.
Man, that's a find right there.
Gosh, the only thing it's missing is, and I already know where to get one, because I looked one up. It's missing the power cord.
Okay, well, if you can get that, hey. You just got to find a TV you can hook it up to.
Oh, I have one.
Oh, wow.
I have one.
Man, she about to be retro gaming for real.
Like, super retro.
Damn. I'm so hating you right now. I'm hating you right now.
Don't hate.
Oh, no. I'm going to hate.
Don't hate.
I'm the number one hater right now.
If you're nice, I might let you borrow it.
Actually, you know what? I know a spot, though, that I'm going to start buying a lot of the retro systems. It's called... now, anyone that lives in the California area, in the Inland Empire area, may know of it, that listens, called Frank and Sons. It's like, you could say, kind of a... Some of us compare it to a mini Comic-Con out here, because they sell comics, but they also sell gaming systems, posters, all types of little knickknacks. And, like, there are people in there still selling, like, game gears in there. Like,
oh, wow, really?
Yeah, so I may just start going in there and buying retro systems, because I think what I want to do in my office is have a corner, maybe a wall or something, and put some shelving and clean the systems up and just have them on display. I mean, if they work, they work. Well, no, I want them to work, but, you know.
Yeah.
Kind of little.
But if they're just something pretty to look at, that's fine, too.
Yeah. You know, oh, it doesn't work. I'll sell it cheap for this much. All right, cool, because I'm just going to display it anyway.
Yeah.
You know, but if they work, that's even a plus because, you know, I'm going to have to play them for a little bit, just a little bit before displaying them. But, you know, because I still have, you know, I'm probably one of a lot of people that still have Dreamcast on deck that work.
Oh, I don't have mine anymore.
Poor Brit. We could trade ColecoVision for a Dreamcast.
Yeah, I don't think so. Don't think so, but nice try.
ColecoVision for a Dreamcast.
That would be the dumbest trade I'd ever make in my life.
I'd be like, what the hell was she thinking? She done lost her mind. She must really want a Dreamcast. She must really want this Dreamcast. But yeah, Valve, definitely looking forward to see what you guys got to say in maybe a year, 2 years or so about this little hardware venture you got with engineers going on.
Mm-hmm. That is very exciting.
But to stay on the topic of consoles and possible competition for Valve, we're going to move into Sony news, where the Vita... Hold on, let me repeat this. The Vita had a bad week in sales to its predecessor, the PSP? Freaking kidding me? The Vita sold 8,931 units to the PSP's 14,804. People, what is wrong out there in the world today? I mean, you take now, I understand some of you guys, you know, still have UMDs and, you know, whatever it may be the case, but it's called trade them in and upgrade. Trade them in and upgrade. Now, I can understand why the sales probably were low, though.
And why is that?
The Vita has no real titles out right now.
Yeah. I mean, there's... Yeah.
Because if you think about it, it was the same... I mean, really think about it. The PSP was the same way when it first launched. It really... Well, nah, because the PSP kind of had lineup games ready to go for it. Now, the Vita, on the other hand, I mean, we have to remember... This is basically a portable PS3. I keep telling people it's a portable PS3, in my opinion.
Right.
So, of course, they want to try and port as many games already out on the PS3 over to the Vita as possible so they can take advantage of the cross-play compatibility, the cross-save compatibility, all those features that are on the Vita with the PS3. So, we have to understand this is probably why it's going to take a little more time for the Vita to pick up in sales over the PSP. But once the lineup, I believe once the lineup of games is through the roof, the sales are going to be through the roof for the Vita.
Right.
So
I know that's why a lot of people that I know haven't even bothered buying a Vita yet because there's not really anything exclusive to the Vita that you can't get on your PS3 right now.
Yeah, I mean,
not really.
Shout outs to Jason from 3KB. I mean, I watched their video with him and Mike's video of their review on the Vita, and you know, I kind of agreed with them, but at the same time, I mean, I didn't get mine right at launch. I got it maybe 2-3 weeks after launch, and you know, I had to agree that one of the best games on the Vita right now to play is Rayman. Now, my only pet peeve with Rayman is the fact that there's no online multiplayer. Via the Vita, there's no multiplayer. Now, it may come later with an update. Maybe something to look forward to. But the only other game... Now, I mean, I have a nice variety of games. I mean, I've been lucky to, you know, get games. And, you know, I play a lot of... I've been playing a lot lately of Rayman, but now that I have my MLB, go ahead and do it. I'm going to be playing that. But, I mean, Unit 13 is definitely a game to get for this system at launch that came out at launch for it. It came out maybe a week after launch. But if you're looking at a Vita, in my opinion, Rayman definitely, Unit 13. I would even say maybe Mod Nation Racers. And definitely a game I'm liking now that I'm learning to play it even more is Escape Plan. Because the game utilizes the touchscreen and the back touch. So it's a pretty cool concept of game. And I did some reviewing on your game, Britt.
What game?
Little Deviants.
Oh, Little Deviants.
And I have to say, you probably want to give that a try too, because it utilizes probably every aspect. It's not the greatest game.
Right, no, it's not the greatest game, but it definitely does use the front touchpad, the back touchpad, anything that you probably can use while playing a game, you can do in Little Deviants.
And the tilt motion, any and everything that you can do, like she said, you'll be able to do in Little Deviants, which is probably the coolest game as far as utilizing the full capabilities of the Vita.
Right.
But
it's not a great game.
I would probably agree with anyone that gave it a 6 out of 10. I would say, yeah, it's definitely, it's worthy of its score.
Yes.
Because it's not the greatest, but the reason it gets a 6 is because it's a great game to pass time, and it's utilizing every aspect of the Vita. So, but I think top game, and I'm still going to agree with Mike and Jason from 3 Kilobytes, is probably Rayman right now. But we all know what's going to be coming soon to this damn system. They're going to bring Assassin's Creed. They're going to bring... we already know they're bringing a Resistance. But we all know, and since we're on the topic, and it's the next probably topic we should talk about since we're still on Vita, is Gravity Rush. That's probably going to be the next big title for the Vita. We're putting the straight gaming stamp of approval on this game.
Already.
Because I don't care how much I play that system demo that they have in GameStops for the system. It just amazes me every time. And they are officially putting out a demo to hit the Vita May 30th. So anyone that wants to know what we're talking about, if you haven't had a chance to play this, May 30th, if you have a Vita, download the demo. It's going to be well worth it. You're just using aspects of gravity in this game. And
this game, it just looks really good. It looks like my type of game.
Whatever her type of game is. But I think it has a little bit of everything for probably anyone that's a gamer / nerd / whatever you want to consider yourself, because it has a comic book aspect, it has the gaming aspect, it has a great, from what I've seen thus far, it has a great storyline from the little bit of demo it has in the story demo trailer, the little story demos. So I just hope the demo that they put out for Gravity Rush on May 30th, it's not that same demo.
So, I'm definitely downloading the demo.
I'm definitely downloading the demo. I have the game
first day.
I have the game reserved. I'm probably going to pay off my game like in the next week or two, along with trying to pay off my not to get off subject, Max Payne 3 Collector's Edition. But you know, we'll see. I'm definitely going to pay off Gravity Rush. So
I don't have it reserved yet.
I think you might want to do that.
Yeah.
Okay, you say yeah. You probably, you would be one of them. I couldn't get the game to soon out because so many people in it. Jerry, I can't believe I didn't reserve it. I'm like, that's your fault. That's your fault. You're going to learn today. You better go reserve it. Because I think that's going to be that little creep up title that people just say, damn, at the playing that demo especially, I'm like, damn, I need that.
Gravity Rush.
Gravity Rush.
Can't wait for it.
Go ahead. Yeah, can't wait. Go ahead, reserve it, and get ready to enjoy. But it's that time, folks.
What time?
Spotlight game time.
Ooh.
It's the spotlight game segment of our podcast. And yeah, I know we're going to do a little something this week because usually we try and find a game that it's going to be some time before it comes out. But this is a game I actually overlooked. I've seen plenty of YouTube video on it. I definitely was hyped from seeing a YouTube video on it. I've actually played the demo. I actually purchased the game. And the game was only $14.99 via PSN. But you also can get it on Xbox Live. And that is Skullgirls.
Now, I have to say, before you get into this, I only heard about this game, like, 2 days ago.
Uh-huh.
And I know nothing about it. I didn't look it up before we did the podcast. Nothing.
Well, Skullgirls is pretty much, as you could tell, a game of girls. It's actually a 2D fighter. All your fighters are females. They all have special abilities. The basis of the game, if you play story mode, is you're trying to hunt down the Skullgirl to get the Skull Heart. And I guess with the Skull Heart, you're able to receive special abilities and whatnot. So it's basically a 2D fighter, which, I mean, it's, as a, you know, being an artist myself, I mean, character designs are great. I mean, gameplay is pretty cool. The one pet peeve I've had thus far is the pause feature. It's not a standard pause, so you don't just press start. You must press and hold it for like 5 seconds, and then the game will pause, which I find utterly stupid. So hopefully Konami, you know, someone out there is listening, you guys do a little patch update to fix that to where we can just press pause, because if I have to rush out to do something or run and do something, I mean, I want to be able to just press it and go and not just sit there 5 seconds. I mean, even though it's no time, but within that 5 seconds, I might, what I need to do could have been needed to be done very fast. So any, if you're out there listening and your genre of games is fighters, definitely get the demo, give it a try. I'm not gonna say go get it. I knew I was gonna get it just from the YouTube videos and things I've seen on the game, and just thought it was just epically cool and something worth, you know, $15. I mean, I spend $60 or more on a console game regularly, so I'm like, $15, and you're basically supporting a company that, you know, because it's not just Konami. Of course, someone else came up with this concept, and Konami picked it up, so they're publishing it more or less. But, you know, I'll just say, you know, 2D fighter, great graphics, great fighters, all around fun. I do have to say one other thing I do like about this game. Just playing on normal, you would not think you're playing on normal. I think I'm playing on hard.
Really?
Yes, and I have to say, this is the first time I've played a fighter where I'm playing on normal and can't get past first person. Not to say I've only played maybe a good 20, 30 minutes of the game, but, and, you know, probably still need to go through training, but, hey, I'm a gamer. Training can come later, but I have to say, I like how they just opened up with normal, and normal feels like hard, so I can only imagine what hard is like.
Well, I will say that I will definitely try, you said there's a demo out, right?
Yeah, there is a demo out.
I will try that first because I am not the biggest fighting game fan.
You're not the biggest fan of a lot of games because you got games, not to go off subject. You have games that I realize we both hate. You do not play.
Yeah.
Call of Duty.
That's a whole nother.
You know, we're just not going to go into all of them, but those are two I know you have that I have, and we don't play together, or you just don't play anymore. So
I don't play Call of Duty for the obvious reasons.
Duty hater.
I don't play Battlefield because I'm not really sure why. I like Battlefield. If I had to pick Battlefield or Call of Duty, I'd play Battlefield. But right now, I'm just not kind of feeling shooters. Only because I'm really into... I just got a new gaming PC. So I'm... Right now, I'm playing through the first Mass Effect because I haven't played it before.
On PC.
On PC. And then I'm playing my Vita, and I'm playing with my 3DS.
What are you playing on Vita? Because I don't know. And that's the, like, Vita, not to go off subject, the one thing I like about Vita is how you can put the little backgrounds on your profile.
Mm-hmm.
But it's weird because I feel as though you should be able to see that on your PS3 too.
Yeah, I was wondering why you couldn't see it.
If they're supposed to be interlinked in a way, I should be able to see that same background.
I mean, because I would imagine it would just have to be a software update.
Yeah, and maybe it's coming. Maybe it's coming. Sony. Anybody out there listening works for Sony? Hey.
It would be really nice if we could see our Vita backgrounds on our PlayStations.
One thing, and also, there are sites out there that already have done wallpapers for the Vita. Now, the wallpapers don't go on the main. They're on, like, if you hit your like, if your screen goes blank.
Is that the Vita menu music I hear?
Yeah. Turn mine on. If you ever, I know a lot of you with Vitas know what I'm talking about, when you can basically touch screen and pull the page back. They have wallpapers out there. I think it's a PS Vita theme. Something. Just Google it. And I actually have a Gravity Rush one on mine. So yeah, that's how amped I am for the game. So it's pretty cool. You just download it like you would do on your PS3 for themes. Just, you know, install it. And it's pretty cool. So, that's one thing I do like. The Vita and the PS3 are so much alike, and there's so much you can do that are the same. But that's probably one of my pet peeves right now, too, with the whole, your system profile thing, where, you know. And then also with the trophies, not being able to see them on your PS3, but you see them both sets on the Vita.
Oh, I hadn't noticed that before.
Yep, because if you go on the Vita, there's two set categories. It's PS Vita system and PS3 you can do, but when you're on the PS3, you only can look at your PS3 ones.
Oh, I see.
And what's crazy about it is you'll level up with your trophies on overall on your PSN account, but you will not see how. And you're just like, okay, how is he at 9, but he only has this many trophies?
I see.
Yeah, so, and then, have you gone through your Welcome Park?
No.
Did you know you can get trophies out of Welcome Park?
I didn't know that.
Yes. So, anyone that has just went in their Vita and said, I'm going to just play it, go through Welcome Park. I mean, it helps you check out some of the aspects of the Vita, but there's also some mini games in there that you can get trophies for. So, it's pretty cool. I thought that was pretty cool, a way to start you out with your Vita and learn your Vita, but also have some fun with it. So,
very nice.
So, that is it, guys. We've talked about our spotlight game, Skullgirls. Definitely give it a try. Check out the demo. If you like it, definitely support. Download it, purchase it. $14.99. I mean, for a lot of us, that shouldn't be much. I mean, we already go out and spend, like I said, about $60 on a brand new game. So, you know, $14.99 of your time, and you'll have some fun with a cool little 2D beat 'em up. Well, not even beat 'em up, beat 'em up fighter. So I'll definitely be on it. I'm hoping they may bring a version to the Vita of it. I mean, I don't see why not. That'd be probably pretty cool for Konami to think about. Bring yourself, because that's probably, like I said before in previous casts, my biggest probably driver on the Vita is going to be probably Fighters, because those are just ones you can just pick up, go, play, and put down on anything that, you know, long out. Well, maybe. I mean, but most fighters to me. But definitely Skullgirls, give it a try. Definitely get your demo of Gravity Rush May 30th. For all you Vita players.
Yes. If get that demo.
If you don't, I feel sorry for you. definitely look for the Vita sales to improve as soon as games improve. So, I mean, I still feel as though 8,931 systems sold is not bad, but, I mean, it is bad when your predecessor sells pretty much almost double that. But,
yeah.
Once the lineup improves, the sales will improve. Valve, we're definitely looking to hear more about this little venture with hiring hardware engineers. If you guys are trying to keep something secret, I don't think it's going to be secret long.
No.
And as I said before, and I'll say it again, Michael Bay, you can go to hell with a gasoline wetsuit on.
Mm-hmm.
And burn! Burn in hell! Ass ruining my childhood. But until next week, guys, we're signing out. Thanks for the support. Definitely check out the site. It is up, but we're still tweaking it straight up.
I mean, you can still look at it, just don't judge us yet.
Yeah, please don't judge us yet. But it's definitely a straight gaming, and the way we spell that is STR, the number 8 gaming. .com. That's straight STR8gaming.com. So definitely check us out. Give us that love and support as you did when we were the former. The artist formerly known as Paige. And, you know, because we're going to still do the same old thing and bring you the great, our great opinions on topics in the gaming industry, but also need be movies when needed. You know, definitely give us that support. If you guys haven't listening to us, check, please give support to Jason and Mike over on YouTube, 3 Kilobytes. Definitely support those guys because they definitely support us. Or I should say they support Brittany. But it's all right, because Jason, I appreciate the follow back on Twitter, and, you know, and that's all I have to say. You got anything, Britt?
I don't have anything.
Well, that is it, and we'll catch you guys next week.
Yay, next week. Hopefully our website will be a little prettier.
Yeah, a lot.